This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military said on Thursday it's prepared to defend the country and strike back if Iran retaliates for a deadly airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Tehran holds Israel responsible for the attack earlier this month, which the U.S. military believes Israel carried out. Israel has not commented on it. The increased tensions have sparked international concern that Israel's devastating war against Hamas in Gaza could spill over into the rest of the Middle East. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. There are new allegations of Russian interference in European elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo has announced an investigation into suspected Russian interference in Europe-wide elections in June. He says his country's intelligence service has confirmed the existence of a network in several European countries trying to undermine support for Ukraine, adding Moscow wants to help elect more pro-Russian candidates to the European Parliament and to reinforce a certain pro-Russian narrative. Europe-wide polls are being held on June the 6th to the 9th to elect a new EU parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Growing numbers of Russian soldiers are trying to get out of the war in Ukraine. Overall, asylum claims from Russians have surged in the U.S., France, and Germany since Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago, but few are getting in. Facing criminal charges in Russia, some live in hiding as they wait for a welcome from the West that hasn't yet arrived. They argue that helping deserters in the West is in the West's own interest and less costly than shipping expensive weapons to Ukraine to use against Russia. This is VOA News. As U.S. President Joe Biden's administration waits for the U.S. House of Representatives to take up a bill for Ukraine aid, Israel aid, and Taiwan aid, experts say U.S. allies are not the only ones in need of the funding boost. As VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports, some say the U.S. defense industry desperately needs the boost as well.
America's support for Ukraine's and Israel's militaries has turned up the heat on the U.S. defense industry. Factories across the country tasked to build more weapons and ammunition at a pace not seen in decades. But analysts warn the defense industry is not keeping pace with complex threats, ranging from Russian aggression in Eastern Europe to attacks from Iran-backed militants in the Red Sea. A Senate-passed bill with billions of more military support for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the United States. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
State television in Niger has broadcast footage of Russian military trainers arriving in the country aboard a plane equipped with military supplies. A member of the team told the television on Thursday their mission was to help train Nigerian forces. Niger is battling a worsening insurgency waged by militant linked groups. Until now, the U.S. has trained Nigerian forces and considered the country a close and stable ally in a region swept by core and attempted coups in recent years. But earlier this year, Niger said it no longer recognized the U.S. presence in the country. It is yet to order American troops out, U.S. officials have said. A court in Vietnam handed the death sentence on Thursday to real estate tycoon Trung My Lan for her role in a $12.5 billion financial fraud, state media said. Reuters correspondent Lila Chakrashani reports.
Billionaire property tycoon in Vietnam was sentenced to death on Thursday in the country's biggest ever case of financial fraud. Trung My Lan was found guilty of her role in the scam, siphoning $12.5 billion off of Vietnam's largest bank. She's the chairwoman of Van Tin Phat Holdings Group and has for years been a central figure in the country's world of finance. Charges included embezzlement, bribery, and violating bank rules in a trial that ended a day earlier than expected. Dozens more were found guilty of involvement in the scam.
Reuters correspondent Lila Chakrashani. A top Chinese official visiting North Korea has talked with his counterpart in Pyongyang about how to boost their nation's cooperation. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.